Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In 1980, the average life expectancy in America was about equal to that in 11 other wealthy nations. Over the past 43 years, however, the U.S. has lagged the other 11 nations in the increase in life expectancy. True, the average American life expectancy rose through 2014, but it didn't grow as much as the other 11 countries. By 2019, before the onset of the pandemic, there were a 500,000 American excess deaths annually compared to the death rates in these other nations. How could this happen in the country with the highest per capita medical expenditures? There are several factors behind this slippage in health in the U.S. Here are two of them. In 1991, 80% of pharmaceutical research was conducted at university medical centers, where their research was analyzed and published by independent researchers. By 2004, only 26% of pharmaceutical research was conducted at universities. As documented the following year in the New England Journal of Medicine, 80% of clinical trial agreements allowed drug companies to own the research data. This article found that half of research articles submitted to peer-reviewed medical publications did not include the clinical data for the reviewers to check, as well as the article itself. The result of this shift was that a high percentage of articles submitted for peer reviews to medical journals were written by marketing departments of drug companies, with medical center researchers only allowed to suggest minor revisions. This omission of the actual data of research studies from these articles prevented peer reviewers from being able to double-check the validity of the research methodology. Without access to actual research data, doctors treating patients cannot fully evaluate the efficacy of any proposed medical protocol. A study by an agency of Germany's Ministry of Health found that of 216 drugs that entered the country's market from 2011 to 2017, only 25% were considered to be of major or considerable benefit. Almost 60% had no proof of added benefit. Isn't this information to which the doctors treating you should have access? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.